Hare Krishna. A very happy and prosperous new year in Krishna consciousness to all of you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narancheva Narottamam.
Narancheva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Tato Jaya Mudirai.
Tato Jaya Mudirai.
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu.
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu.
Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 2nd Chapter. Hiranyakashipu, king of the demons, text 39. Ja Ichaisha Shri Jatidam Shri Jatidam Abhayo
Ya
Eva
Rakshati
Abulumpati
Cha
Yaha Tassabala Kriranam Ahur Ishitus Characharam Nigraha Sangrahe Prabhu Jai Chaisha Shijati Damabhayo Javi Varakshat Tavalam Pate Chaja Tasya Bala Krirana Mahurishitu
Tasya Bala
Chara Charang Nigraha Sangrahe Prabhu Jai Chaisha Shijati Vadamabhayo
Jai Chaisha Shijati Vadamabhayo
Yai Sharakshat Tavalum Pateja
Yai Sharakshat Tavalum Pateja
Tasya Bala Kriyana Mahurishitu
Tasya Bala Kriyana Mahurishitu
Chara Charang Nigraha Sangrahe Prabhu
Chara Charang Nigraha Sangrahe Prabhu
Jai Chaisha Shijati Damabhayo
Jai Chaisha Shijati Damabhayo
Jai Sharakshat Tavalum Pateja
Jai Sharakshat Tavalum Pateja
Tasya Bala Krira Namahuri Shitu
Tasya Bala Krira Namahuri Shitu
Chara Charang Nigraha Sangrahe Prabhu
Chara Charang Nigraha Sangrahe Prabhu
Yaha
Who?
Ichaya
By his will
Without being forced by anyone
Ishaha
The Supreme Controller Shrijati creates
Idam,
this material world. Abhayaha,
remaining as he is,
not having lost his own existence, because of having created so many material manifestations. Ja,
who,
Eva,
indeed,
Rakshati,
maintains,
Avalumpate,
annihilates,
Cha,
also,
Ja,
who,
Tasya,
of him,
Avala,
O poor women,
Kriranam, the playing. Ahu, they say, Ishitu, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Characharam, moving and not moving. Nigraha, in destruction. Sangrahe, in the protection. Prabhu, fully able. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The boy addressed the women, O weak women, only by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never diminished, is the entire world created, maintained, and again annihilated. This is the verdict of the Vedic knowledge. This material creation, consisting of the moving and non-moving, is exactly like His plaything. Being the Supreme Lord, He is completely competent to destroy and protect. Yes, please repeat after me now. The boy addressed the women.
The boy addressed the women. O weak women.
Only by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Only by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Who is never diminished.
Is the entire world created.
Maintained
and again annihilated.
This is the verdict of the Vedic knowledge.
This material creation,
consisting of the moving and non-moving,
is exactly like His plaything.
Being the Supreme Lord,
He is completely competent
to destroy and protect.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada,
in this regard, the queens might argue, if our husband was protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when in the womb, why has he not been given protection now? To this question, the answer is, ja ichayesha Shrijati idam abhayo ya eva rakshati avalumpate chayaha. One cannot argue with the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is always free and therefore He can protect and He can also annihilate. He is not our order carrier. Whatever He likes, He will do. Therefore, He is the Supreme Lord. The Lord does not create this material world at anyone's request. And therefore, He can annihilate everything merely by His will. That is His supremacy. If one argues, why does He act in this way? The answer is that He can do so because He is supreme. No one can question His activities. If one argues, what is the purpose of this sinful creation and annihilation? The answer is that to prove His omnipotency, He can do anything and no one can question Him. If He were answerable to us concerning why He does something and why He does not, His supremacy would be curtailed. Jaicha esha srijati damabhayo ja esha rakshat tavalum pate chaja tashavala kriranam ahurishitus characharam nigraha sangrahe prabhu. The boy addressed the women, O weak women, only by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never diminished, is the entire world created, maintained, and again annihilated. This is the verdict of the Vedic knowledge. This material creation, consisting of the moving and non-moving, is exactly like His plaything. Being the Supreme Lord, He is completely competent to destroy and protect. So, yeah. So, Jamraj, as a little boy, is imparting the most important transcendental knowledge. That is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely independent and He does everything. Everything happens by His will. He creates, He maintains, and in course of time, He annihilates. And at the same time, He doesn't do it whimsically. He set up a law. Just as in the kingdom, some people are punished by the king and some people are rewarded by the king. Doesn't it happen? Now there is no king, but we can see that sometimes the president gives, the president of the country gives the award, Param Veer Chakra. I forgot the names of other ones. Like different types of award he gives. And at the same time, some people are being punished in the prison. So it is the head of the state who is actually doing all that. But he doesn't do that whimsically. The president doesn't say that he is my bhatija, therefore he'll get Param Veer Chakra. No. Somebody who fights valiantly in the battle, he gets. Or he gets other such awards. And somebody is punished, the president cannot say, because I don't like his face, that's why he should go to prison. There is the law, which actually defines the destiny of different individuals. Similarly, in the material nature, everything is being controlled by the King of Kings. Who is the King of Kings? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But just as the president doesn't do things whimsically, according to his own sweet will, the Lord also doesn't do things by His own sweet will as such. He has a law. That is, if you act properly, you will be rewarded. If you act wrongly, you will be punished. And here in the situation is that the king died. Now, isn't that Krishna came and with a spear he killed the king? No. His duration of life ended, so he died. And sometimes again someone is born, someone is dying. He's not directly involved in that. Then what is actually determining the results of what one is actually enjoying or suffering? His own karma. His own karma. His karma is making him either enjoy or his karma making him suffer. His own karma, it is due to one's karma, one is born in a certain type of body, and again it is due to his karma, at certain point he leaves the body. So, Krishna is not directly involved. Although things are happening according to His divine arrangement, it is not that He is directly involved in that. It is under His arrangement that things are happening. And what's the arrangement? The arrangement is very simple. Guna karma vibhagasha. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha. Prakrite, in the material nature, kriyamanani, everything is happening. Everything is functioning. Guna karma, guna karma vibhagasa. According to guna and according to karma. There are three modes, and our action, are taking place in those three modes, either of these three modes. And accordingly, the result is generated. And what is the principle? Gunai karmani sarvasaha. So, things are happening in different modes. And accordingly, the result is generated. And the principle is urdhaṁ gacchanti sattvastha. When you act in the mode of goodness, you go up. Madhye tishthati rajasa. Those who are acting in the mode of passion, they remain in this world. And jaganna gunabrittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. Being influenced by the degraded, abominable mode of ignorance, one becomes degraded, one goes down. And that is the principle. So we cannot actually blame Krishna for anything. Although, Krishna is protecting and Krishna is maintaining. Like in some cases, Krishna, through the material nature or through the demigods, he does. Like they are saying that the children are protected by the demigods. Those who are unable, those who are incapable to function themselves or take care of themselves, the demigods actually take care of them. And we are also being protected like that. Like, how we are protected? Say, the earth is round. Earth is round. And we are inside the earth planet or on the surface of the earth planet? On the surface of this planet. And the planet is moving with a tremendous speed, about 1,000 kilometers per hour. So we are on the surface of the earth. Earth is moving at 1,000 kilometers per hour. What should have happened to us? But it's not happening. Why? Because Krishna made the gravitational pull that is holding us back on the surface of the planet. So this is how Krishna is actually. He made the arrangement, general arrangement, for our protection. But we are the ones who are liable to our own action. We have the freedom to act. Okay, Krishna is protecting. We are not. We are protected being on the surface of the planet. But if somebody climbs up a skyscraper and jumps from there, then it's his own action. Then Krishna will not come and catch him, unless he's Prahlad Maharaj. So that leads us to another point. Yes, Krishna personally protects. Whom? Those who take shelter of him. Those who are his devotees. To them Krishna will, personally, because they have taken shelter of him. So here is Krishna's role. You surrender unto him, Krishna will personally protect you. If you don't surrender unto him, you are on your own. But he has created the general principle of protection as the gravitational pull. Like everybody is being protected. Everybody is having his food. This is how Krishna is taking care. Krishna is supplying food, Krishna is supplying water, Krishna is supplying oxygen. So that way Krishna is taking care of everyone. But at the same time, we are responsible for our own action. Like somebody acts properly and he gets a good life. Like we see in our day-to-day life also, if somebody prepares himself or herself nicely during his formative age, studies nicely, gets a good qualification, education, then he or she gets a good job. he enjoys. And a person who has squandered his life, the formative age, taking drugs and indulging in all kinds of undesirable activities, he becomes a bum in the street. You know, a bum means, it's a typical American expression, a vagabond who doesn't have any place to stay. He doesn't have any means of survival. He just somehow begs, borrows, steals, and maintains himself. Even in America, you see, although the country is so opulent, but there are so many people, they're homeless. The winter is so cold, and they're just living under a bridge. They don't have any place to stay. Government tries to take care of them, but how many times the government can take care? So this is how we can see, we create our own future, our own destiny. Someone is born in a very, very desirable situation. We have to understand that he or she created that good fortune for himself or herself. And this is it. Although you're telling so many times, switch off your mobile phone, they don't listen. And mind you, Krishna is taking note. And you'll get the result for not listening. You may think nothing is going to happen. You may think that Maharaj is saying that I have to sponsor the Sunday feast, but he doesn't really force me. But the demigods are watching you. And their arrangement is faultless. So that's the thing. We may think that we'll get away. Another one. Latecomer. So gaya tha? Okay. वो सर्विस कौन दिया था तुमको?
अरुणाक्ष
ओके डोंट गिव देम सर्विस ड्यूरिंग द क्लास दे कैन आइदर डू इट बिफोर द क्लास और आफ्टर द क्लास ओके सो दिस इज हाउ एवरीथिंग इज बीइंग कंट्रोल्ड. Therefore, when you understand this principle, then there is no room, there is no reason to lament. His life came to an end. So he died. Everybody will die. Somebody will die sooner or someone will die later. But everyone must die. But the point is, as long as we are here, let's take advantage of this time. Let's take advantage of this time. And acting in a pious way is not the real desirable goal. Actually, pious, piety and sin, enjoyment and suffering, both are the two sides of the same coin. In a coin you have head and you have tail. Right? So similarly, enjoyment and suffering is the same, two sides of the same coin. Both are actually material. So our business is actually to get out of this material nature. And the way to do it is by surrendering to Krishna. Didn't Krishna give this advice? Krishna gave this advice, and time again we are getting the same advice in the scriptures. Again and again and again we are getting the same advice. Surrender to Krishna. Devotion to become a devotee of Krishna. Because the devote being, because devotion to Krishna is the solution to all our problems, and devotion to Krishna is the means to reach our ultimate destination. There are other processes, especially karma, jnana, and yoga. Karma means pious activities. Jnana means austerities and penances. And yoga is the means, independent means to become connected to Krishna. But time and time again it has been pointed out that they are not going to bear the desired result without devotion. Karma, even an ant is working so hard. In the factory we see laborers working so hard. We see all over, so people are working so hard. So they are acting karma, they are getting some result from that. Like they are working hard, at the end of the day they are going to get some money. Some result is there, desirable, like result. But it won't become karma yoga unless it is connected to devotion. There's the difference between karma and karma yoga. Often people don't understand the difference between karma and karma yoga. They think that karma neva adhikaras, especially the politicians. That is their slogan. I don't know how. Anyway, they say, you work for me and don't expect any. anything in return. So that is not karma yoga. Actually we have to understand there's the one line but not the complete verse. The complete verse is that don't desire for the result. What does it mean? Offer the result to Krishna. Don't try to enjoy the result yourself, but that means what? Working for Krishna. And working for Krishna means devotional service. And similarly, jnana, knowledge. The knowledge about what? Knowledge about Krishna. Then only it becomes jnana yoga. Action for the sake of Krishna is karma yoga. Knowledge in order to understand Krishna is jnana yoga. And ashtanga yoga or dhyana yoga, when the dhyana is meditation is on Krishna. So this is how bhakti is the underlying principle for any kind of spiritual benefit. That is the thing that we all have to understand. Everybody has to understand. Jat karosi, jadasnasi, jadjuhasi, dadasi jat. Whatever you do, even whatever you eat, whatever you give in charity, whatever austerities you perform, all should be done for Krishna. Therefore, after explaining dhyana yoga or ashtanga yoga, Krishna is saying, yoginam opi sarvesham. Yoginam opi sarvesham madgatena antaratmanaha. Shraddhavan bhajate jomam same yukta tamomataha. Among all the yogis, that is karma yogi, jnana yogi, or dhyana yogi, one who is engaged in loving devotional service unto me, he is the most intimately connected to me. Yoga means to be connected. And who is most intimately connected? The one who is engaged in devotional service. The verse before explains gradually that tapasibhyo adhiko yogi gyane bhascha mato adhiko karmi bhascha adhiko yogi tasma yogi bhavarjuna. Become a yogi, but what kind of a yogi? Yoginam api sarvesham. The highest yogi is the one who is engaged in devotional service. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna time and time again pointed out the importance of devotion. Like when Krishna is telling Arjuna that this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita had been lost, has been spoiled, has been contaminated, deformed, distorted with time. Therefore, I am going to re-establish this knowledge through you. Why? Why I am re-establishing this knowledge through you? Because bhaktosi me sakhacheti. Because you are my devotee and you are my friend. That means you are a devotee of mine in sakharas. Devotion has different mellows. Neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental, conjugal. So because you are my devotee, I am giving this knowledge. I am re-establishing this knowledge through you. Bhakta mam abhijanati. Only a devotee can get to know me. Otherwise it's impossible to get to know Krishna. Maya javanika channam. Krishna is covered with his illusory energy. So, devotion to Krishna is the means of achieving the ultimate goal of our life. So that is what we have to remember. And now question is, what is devotion? Prabhupada simplified that word very nice, that expression very nicely. Loving devotion. Loving devotional service. When the service is executed with love, that is devotion. When you serve Krishna with love, that is devotion. Not because, I have taken initiation, therefore I must chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles. That's good. But that's not the ultimate consideration. The purpose is to develop the love for Krishna. Loving devotion, love. So devotee means, of course, we have to understand that there are two stages of devotion. Practicing stage and spontaneous stage. The practicing stage is, we are practicing to achieve the perfection. But the ultimate consideration is to develop that love. Unless and until we develop love for Krishna, we cannot consider ourselves to be devotees. We may be practicing, but we haven't been qualified. Like someone is studying medicine in the medical college. He's practicing to become a doctor, but he hasn't become a doctor. When he completes his studies and qualifies, then only he is recognized as a doctor. Similarly, the practicing stage is not the real stage of devotion. The spontaneous stage we have to achieve, we have to develop the love for Krishna. doesn't matter how long it'll take, but let's keep on practicing with all sincerity. Because without practice we cannot achieve perfection. Therefore we have to practice. We have to practice. But then the love will develop. When it will develop? In course of time. In course of time, when you mature, when you develop a maturity. A very nice example in this respect is that a little boy and a little girl are playing together. They don't have any feeling for each other. But when they reach their youth, they feel the attraction. Nobody had to tell them that because you have grown up, you must develop your love for this girl. Spontaneously he feels the love. Similarly, the girl feels the attraction for the boy. Now, when they are children, it cannot be artificially generated or developed. But when they grow up, then naturally with the age, that attraction develops. So similarly, when the soul reaches its maturity, or purity, we can say, when the soul reaches its purity, then automatically the soul feels that attraction for Krishna, spontaneously. So that is the reward of devotional service. Practice the process with all sincerity. It will happen. When you reach our spiritual youth, when you grow out of a spiritual childhood and reach our spiritual youth, it will happen, spiritual maturity. So then it will be spontaneous, or automatic attraction for Krishna. So this actually indicates the genuineness of this process, the efficacy, the effectivity of this process. We are practicing this process not for just for any other reason besides developing our love for Krishna. So the process, the practice will lead to perfection. The process is perfect, therefore the result also will be there, provided we practice the process. So now go back to the purport again. Jamraj is pointing out that Krishna protects, and by Krishna's divine arrangement, things happen. That's also part of protection. What's the point in just remaining in the same body endlessly? Change the body to get further promotion. In this body, we can reach up to a certain level. With this body, we cannot go back to the spiritual sky. With this material body, we can't. This material body, material mind, material intelligence won't reach the spiritual domain. So if we have to give it up in order to go back there, or in order to go make spiritual advancement, why not? Let this body come to an end for further progress. Why unnecessarily remain attached to the body? But as long as we have the body, let's use it in Krishna's service. Let's use it in Krishna's service. That's the purpose of this body. And this is the practice which is going to qualify us. With our body we become engaged in serving Krishna, with our mind we become engaged in serving Krishna, then the spirit soul will become qualified to serve Krishna. The body is a wonderful opportunity, especially the human form of life. Such a wonderful opportunity. That because we got this body, we can understand Krishna consciousness, we can practice the process of devotional service, and eventually, because of this body, we can make considerable spiritual advancement, and that will guide us further in our spiritual life. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. And the bottom line of this verse is, and the purport is, yes, Krishna is your well-wisher, and if you sincerely practice the process, Krishna will help you. Krishna will reward you. Krishna is watching, so if your endeavor is sincere, Krishna will reward you. But at the same time, be careful. Don't try to cheat, because then Krishna will catch you. Don't pretend to be a devotee. Become a genuine devotee. With all sincerity, try to serve Krishna. With all sincerity, try to surrender unto Krishna. Without any other motivation. Only for the sake of pleasing Krishna, just do that. Yeah, thank you very much. So, in the new year, I wish you a very happy and prosperous, progressive Krishna consciousness. Progress very nicely in your spiritual life. Thank you. Does anybody have any question?
For New Year, we take some sankalpa that I'll maintain this regularity, but sometimes we fail to maintain regularity. If I suppose I'll read regular this book, or so regularity, how to maintain?
That's your business. So you made the sankalpa. You resolved. So when you make the resolution, do that. And I would say there's no need to make resolution for New Year. These are just, it's a very typical Western thing. Our thing is, why on New Year? Every day you make a resolution, then you won't fail. If you make an annual resolution, then after 5 days you may forget. But if you make a resolution every day, right, subha jab uthte ho bas, resolve that this is what I'm going to do today. And then if you don't do that, at the night you take record. And if you feel that you haven't done it, take a broom and start beating your mind. Right? Yes.
Arjuna, you told that when the soul reaches its purity, it develops love. So, what are the symptoms that one will notice that the soul is progressing or it's developing love?
Good, very good question. Yeah. The first symptom will be that you'll be very eager to practice the process of devotional service. Then getting up in the morning won't be a problem. Chanting 16 rounds won't be a problem. Following the four regulative principles won't be a problem. Rendering service to Krishna won't be a problem. Like that is the symptom of love. Yes?
Guru Maharaj, when a person practices Krishna consciousness, in practice stage, he has so many problems and he falls down eventually. But if he comes back...
Don't say falls down eventually. That means everybody is going to fall down.
He falls down and then...
He may fall down,
he continues that by his endeavor, by the practices. And if he reaches to a spontaneous perfectional stage, is there, because of his previous conditioning, is there any chance to fall back down?
No. From that point of love, one doesn't fall down. There are different stages. Adho Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha, the Bhajana Kriya, right? Nishtha, Ruchi, ashakti, bhav, and then prema. Even from the bhav stage one can fall down. Even when one is feeling spiritual emotions, one may fall down. But not from the platform of love. When you develop love, that's it. Okay? But until then, you know, yes, one is susceptible to fall down. But even if you fall down, wake up, get up and keep moving. Therefore, also it is safe to remain in the association of devotees. Because if you fall down in the association of devotees, they'll pick you up. Say you're climbing a mountain, right? And higher you go, if you fall, it'll be very, very painful. Right? But if there are others, you on your own, you can't stand, get up. Say you have fallen on a ditch. Right? Can you get up? Get out of that. But if there are other climbers, then they will pick you up. Right? So similarly, in our the process of our, in the progress of our devotional practice, like, if we have some spiritual difficulties and if we are in the association of devotees, they'll give us the protection. Therefore, it's always better, safer, to remain in the association of devotees. Good. Hare Krishna. Vivekananda Chaturvedi. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. My question is, we know that devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate aim of life. But why we are more focused towards money and fame? Is that our past life karma? Not only past life karma, it's a life after life's karma. The material nature means attraction for dhanam janam sundarim. So those attractions are natural. But when you are on the spiritual platform, when you are in a devotional service, then those things won't really affect you. And then again, like if you are in the association of devotees, then that will give you the protection. So always remain in the association of devotees. Then you won't feel any attraction for money and fame. Then you put three dots. So money, fame and beautiful women. Right? He didn't. So, so past life karma, yes. Go ahead.
Is it valid to say that Krishna's happiness is proportional to the happiness of brahmanas and the cows?
Krishna, what's that?
Our attempts to please Krishna are proportional to how much we are pleasing brahmanas and the cows?
Yeah, good. Yes, yes. So, because we do not know whether we are pleasing Krishna. But those who are dear to Krishna, if you can please them, then we can rest assured that Krishna will be pleased. Yes.
The brahmanas correct us whenever they are not happy, but how do we find out that cows are happy with our service?
You ask Radharani. She will tell you whether the cows are happy or not. Or Yogesh. Ask Yogesh. Because the cows don't tell, but Yogesh can tell. If the cows are happy with your service.
But how serious the mistakes of mind are considered in spirituality? Example, like I've seen many devotees using Baba Ramdev's product containing Tulsi. I've seen like many devotees using Baba Ramdev's product containing Tulsi, like, even like the hand wash and other things. So how serious are the mistakes of mind considered?
Yeah, don't use them.
Definitely we don't use, but many a times we find when the devotees are using from a long time, but they don't know, like...
Tell them not to use it. These businesses, you know, like, we should not encourage them. Somebody gave me all kinds of cow product. Cow soap, cow product, cow soap, toothpaste, all kinds of things. And I was very, very disappointed. Told them to take it out of my bathroom. Because cow dung, use it for the purpose, not making soap out of cow dung. It is somebody is taking advantage. And now there is big awareness of cow culture, cow protection. Okay, make money out of this. Make cow soap, cow toothpaste, cow tooth powder. The life goes on without them. And also you all don't do that. Yes, you can make cow's urine, milk, for medicinal purpose, cow dung, when it is appropriately used. Did in the Vedic time, do you find soap made out of cow dung? Or cow's urine? No. Any other question? Oh yeah, okay. Roshan Panigrahi. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, my question is, how can we develop our faith that if we practice Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will take care of our material things also? Example, studies and parents. That will depend upon your faith in Krishna. Like, isn't Krishna taking care of everybody? So, if you surrender to Krishna, if you become engaged in serving Krishna, then Krishna will take care. In that respect, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set such a wonderful example. He took sannyas at the age of 24. His wife was young, 16, 17 years old at that time. His mother was old. And there was no one at home but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaving them behind, took sannyas. What does it indicate? That when you're offering yourself to Krishna, have full faith that Krishna will take care of your responsibilities. So, it's a matter of faith. But at the same time, don't think, as you mentioned, studies. Don't think that you will just waste your time and Krishna will take care of your studies. Your studies, you're supposed to study. You do it. Don't depend upon Krishna. Krishna has given you intelligence, Krishna has given you memory. So use them. And your parents, okay, like if you feel that your parents need your support, then stay, take up a job and help your parents. Kirtan Patel. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. By giving this life to Krishna, can purity and ultimately liberation to Golok be achieved within this lifetime despite past karma? You see, when you become engaged in devotional service, you don't worry about liberation. I'll go back to Golok Vrindavan in this life. This is actually not devotional attitude. This is sense gratification. At the most, liberation. I want to be liberated. Right? My question is, if you go to Golok Vrindavan, what will you do? Will I go back to Golok Vrindavan in this lifetime? Kirtan, you have a nice name. Kirtan Patel. So Kirtan, when you go to Golok Vrindavan, what will you do? Kirtan. So you can do that here now. And the thing is that when you serve Krishna here, then that becomes Golok Vrindavan. Then you are in Golok Vrindavan. You don't have to separately try to go to Golok Vrindavan. You are in Golok Vrindavan. So, don't harbor any desire, oh, in this lifetime I'll go back to Golok Vrindavan. What if Krishna wants you to go somewhere else? Krishna says, no, go to Africa to preach. What will you say? No, Krishna, I don't want to go to Africa. Now, are you acting as a devotee? Are you acting as a servant of Krishna? Or you are doing business with Krishna? Krishna, I am doing devotional service. So, you have to give me what I want. Is that the mood of a devotee? Or the mood of a devotee is, Krishna, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. And that's the mood of a devotee. If Krishna says, go to hell, it is wonderful. Will there be enough opportunities to preach there? Krishna says, yeah, plenty of sinful people waiting for you to go there and pave their way back to Golok Vrindavan. That is the mood of a devotee. Hare Krishna. Oh, there is Mataji has a question. She is raising her hand. Angreji mein bolna hai. To class mein kyun baithe hain? Hindi class wahan ho raha hai.
I have said that
तो कृष्ण के प्रति प्रेम नहीं हो रहा है मैं जो बताया था जब प्रेम होता ना कृष्ण के प्रति तब और सब कुछ एकदम बिल्कुल बेकार बन जाता है
क्या करूं
गोपियां के बारे में याद है गोपियां वृंदावन के क्या किया अपने पति बच्चे ससुराल सब कुछ छोड़ के कृष्ण की ओर गया यह है प्रेम का तरीका ठीक है तो संभालेगा कौन कौन संभाल रहा है सबको ठीक है तो परिवार में रहो और प्रेम भी करते रहो ठीक है सौरभ कृष्णदास हरे कृष्ण गुरु महाराज सिचुएशंस आर चेंजिंग पीपल आर चेंजिंग थॉट्स आर एंड डिजायर्स सीम्स चेंजिंग देन व्हाई इज मटेरियल इनर्शिया इज नॉट चेंजिंग मूविंग इन to a new situation is so much stress-giving. Why is it difficult to accept it? What is your new situation, Saurabh Krishna? Your new situation in the material platform or your new situation in the spiritual platform? Well, if you are talking about material situation, your new job or something, yes, it will be stressful because you have to adjust there. But if your new situation is to move into a temple, then I'll say, don't worry about anything. There won't be any problem whatsoever. There won't be any stress, but there'll be ecstasy. And if you're saying that, you know, like it is your material situation, Then face it, what to do. You have to do your job, you have to work there. You know, try to make the best out of a bad bargain. Thank you. And one question, yes.
Guru Maharaj, I have a question that after passing a considerable amount of time in devotional service, we take things for granted and slackness comes in our devotional service. So, how to overcome it? We take association of devotees.
Becoming more serious. Don't take it for granted that because I have been here for so long, as you were saying, that you just take things for granted. But don't take things for granted. Always accept everything as an opportunity to render service to Krishna. And accept those service as a challenge, as an opportunity. Got your point? I mean, did you get the answer? Like, if you feel, let's put it this way. If you feel that that you are, becoming complacent in your devotional service because you have been for so long in Krishna consciousness, then try to avoid that mentality or attitude. Don't take things for like that, Rather try to become more serious with the passing of time, not complacent with the passing of time. Right? And you have done very well. I have seen the way you are serving. I appreciate your sincerity. Thank you very much. It didn't seem to me that you become complacent. You are very vigilant, very enthusiastic. Thank you. Shakha Shidam Das. That's from you. Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj Pyamhu, please enlighten us about counselor-counselee relationship. Counselee should be naked in front of his counselor. What do you mean? Counselee should be naked in front of his counselor. You see, the process is teacher and student. Whatever name you give, counselor, counselee, guru, disciple, temple president and temple devotees, the ultimate consideration is all teacher and student relationship. Right? So it should be like that. Students should be submissive. Right? And teachers should be sincere in guiding. Okay? But don't use expressions like that. The counsel should be naked. Does it mean that? Okay. Yes, Radharani. Okay.
Yesterday you said that only humans incur karma.
Generate karma. Generate new karma.
Demigods don't. Yeah. So I was thinking that we read so many stories about Indradev committing so many sinful activities. So how does that get nullified?
How he is losing his good karma. You see, by doing the wrong act, he's losing his good karma. Sometimes due to the, losing the good karma, they fall down to the material nature. Like Nalakuver and Manigrave. There are so many such instances. The demigods, fell down.
And then the next question is, you also said that if we focus on the, if we criticize anybody, and we focus on those qualities, we have to be careful those qualities are manifest within us. So, is it the other way around as well? If we focus on the good qualities.
Yes. Good point. Yeah. Then you then you acquire those qualities also, or benefit from that. Like, that's why it's always good to appreciate and admire other devotees for their good qualities. Because then you enrich yourself with those qualities.
Then Guru Maharaj, the third one was, when I was serving in Paris, I was told that for devotees, if you injure yourself below the waist, it's indicative of offenses to other devotees.
Say it again.
I was told that when a devotee injures themselves...
Devotees?
Say, for instance, a devotee gets injured on the body below the waist.
If he loses weight.
Say your knee, your foot. If you injure yourself,
Okay.
Then it's indicative that you've committed Vaishnava
Aparad.
Is this true?
You should have asked the person who said it from which scripture he got it.
I did, and then they didn't respond. Because
it means
as we get older, we're committing a lot of offenses.
That made me think. The other day, I had a terrible pain in my leg. Thank you. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.